It's time for the children's moment, and I asked if I could do it during Advent. And guess what? They said yes. Hi there, Nicole. You did a nice job lighting the candle. Thank you. What's the first thing you guys look at when you see somebody? You can't be wrong. Something in your hand, like Mickey Mouse. It's your buddy. You had Mickey Mouse yesterday. What's the first thing you look at, Nicole? Levi, what about you? Well, I tell you, the first thing I look at when I see someone is their face. Kind of drawn to their face to see if they're smiling. Look at that. You got a smile. That's what I'm drawn to. But you know, the Bible says that the face of Jesus, when people looked at him, he was despised. Isaiah says that. Can you believe that? That when we look at someone, we don't like to look at them. I know we see people with scars sometimes, and we look at them and we think, oh, you know, that's not a pretty sight. Or we see the face of a sports figure, and I'm sure there was disappointed people last night in Wisconsin when they lost Ohio State. There's probably some pretty sad faces.
Nope.
Not right here. Where?
But Jesus came that he can remove those scars, because he took our scars. He can remove that sadness. Yeah, that's it. Got a smile out of you, Breland. You smile with your eyes, though, don't you? And that's why Jesus came, that we can have peace and freedom, and that we no longer have the appearance of sadness, but we can have the appearance of joy. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about joy and having fun, right? Right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for these little people that you have blessed us with. Smiles, joy, peace, families. So, Lord, at this Christmas time, we just pray that you give them an extra hug and an extra joy as they celebrate a time when we really, maybe at their age, don't fully understand what it means. But we know at some point they will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks. Bye.